A lawmaker representing Warabe State's Tony County in the National Parliament says Juba should deploy the necessary unified forces along the borders with South Sudan's neighbors to secure their country. Cornelio Mawien says some criminals may take advantage of the situation in Sudan to smuggle illegal items into South Sudan.
We can deploy forces along the border, only the border is too wide. The border between the northern Sudan is too wide. It may not be enough, but there are some spots. So we just want to see to it that our forces are one and they are well deployed in the border. And also in the sensitive point, there are some sensitive points like between Unity and Warabe and also between Unity and Rumbe to reinforce the effort that our governors are doing.
South Sudan's Minister of Information, Michael Makuei, told reporters last week that the country's cabinet approved a budget proposal submitted by the Ministry of Peace Building.
Cabinet passed a sum of 3,671,588,100 South Sudanese pounds. This is the budget which is allocated for the current forces which were already graduated and they are still in the training centers. This is the money that will be used for their deployment and all the other necessary arrangements so that the centers are emptied and phase two of the plan can start.
Major General Lul Roy Kong, a spokesperson of the South Sudan's People's Defense Force, says the leadership of the army will deploy the necessary unified forces once the funds for exercise are available.
The deployment is not yet for two reasons or three. One, we are still working on the unification of the middle command. And secondly, of course, once the middle command is unified, we'll be waiting for resources to be provided by the government through the NTC so that we are able to preposition food to soldiers that are at the training centers. The third, of course, will be the deployment. And when that time comes, it will be based on the prevailing security situation in the country.
Nyanuba Chatiem, a lawmaker representing Jonglei State's Urur County in the National Legislative Assembly, commends the cabinet for its decision to approve the fund. Chatiem says the deployment of the necessary unified forces will help the parties expedite the implementation of the roadmap ahead of elections in December 2024.
First of all, I would like to say congratulations to the cabinet for approving this budget for the army to be reorganized and also deployed. This one will help so much during this time that a lot needs to be done so that the agreement can go smoothly as it is expected, especially by the citizens of this country. It is good because a government that has been functioning without the army is making slow progress of the agreement. When this period comes to an end, we are supposed to go for election in 2024, 2025. But it will not be smooth without the army.
Stephen Bol Lay, a lawmaker who represents Unity State's Mayom County in the National Legislative Assembly, says once deployed, the necessary unified forces will help prevent rampant intercommunal violence and external aggression against South Sudan.
Since March, April up to May, there is a continuous attack being carried by the Arab Mosiria because they encroach into the territory of South Sudan and they are now destabilizing the area, trying to kill and loot the livestock of the inhabitants. So all these things happen because of there's no enough force that can be deployed into the border to contain the security situation in the area.
Lawmaker Abraham Biar Dengrit represents Jonglei State's Bor County in the National Parliament. Dengrit says the security situation along the transport routes and highways across the country is important and should as well be prioritized.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. That will be great. The people will be very happy with it because the forces are deployed and secure, and the country is secure. The route of the transport are secure. That will be very great for sure. And that is a very positive development. We hope it will be implemented on time.
In 2022, South Sudan graduated over 50,000 security personnel, but their deployment has been delayed. The government has said the arms embargo imposed on the country by the UN Security Council prohibits the procurement of weapons and some military supplies. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.